mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We also just don't go out on the AM and FM dial. We simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, all 3 hours. And then from 9 to midnight at 3210, you can always listen as well at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or TV. I just got into the Register out of England being more honest with a government official saying the Internet is dead or dying, that they're not going to upgrade it, and they're going to force you onto the new governmentally controlled but privately owned Internet 2, where they will decide if you have a website, what you can do, everything. They're going to tax and trace you, and they even say everything in your home will be controlled by this. You want your TV to work, anything, it's all going to be have connectivity to this and be controlled, and it even admits it will order your groceries for you, watch you, track you, everything. Very, very serious. We're going to go to Fred and David and Socorro and Michael and Kyle and many, many others coming up here, but I need to go through some other news as well. So please stay with us. Again, Patriot Act 2, the final piece of the police state puzzle ready. And American Free Press has got an article on this. They introduced it last Friday as the new 9/11 bill, and it does have the national ID card in it as well. It will allow them to strip citizenship of native-born Americans and deport them to camps. I reported on Patriot Act 2 over a year ago, but here it is out in the open. National DNA databases, everything tracked and traced, you buy and sell, much worse than Patriot Act 1 and a national ID card. Very, very scary. And as if that isn't enough, Republican David Dreyer introduces another national ID card legislation. You'll have to have this to have a job. It has nothing to do with illegal aliens. The government accepts their matricula card, which you can basically get out of a Cracker Jack box. So we'll get into that. Also, pregnant woman arrested for talking too loudly on cell phone. Applied digital unit gets Air Force deal. The implanted microchip maker gets a huge deal with the U.S. Air Force, Forbes magazine. And I've talked a lot in the last 2 hours about this phenomenon of people being hit by cars, women, men, cops, bleeding to death or injured in front of people for hours sometimes. No one helps them. This is the sick mentality we've now got. And I wish folks would have heard, some of you that missed the first hour, where I detailed the psychology of slaves, where we don't even help our fellow man. This is exactly what the New World Order wants. Also, officials plan New York City curfew in New York. First, they raise it to 21 and then apply to everyone without a national ID card and a security threat rating above green. So we'll be getting into that article as well. But first, I want to get into several articles that are of just massive, massive import. First off, Clintonista suggests U.S. wage war on Iran. This is from Newsmax. But Bush is good and conservative when he's for going to war with Iran. Something burning deep in a wire story today caught our eye, a former Clinton administration official asserting that the United States might have to start a war with nuclear Iran. Imagine the uproar of an official of the Bush administration or any other Republican administration suggesting such a thing. Cliff Kincaid, or Cup Chan, excuse me, vice president of Nixon Center and Clinton's former expert on Tehran, said that if diplomacy fails, there might be no choice but for the United States to lead a concerted military campaign against Iran, the Associated Press reported. Cup Chan said if the U.S. moves aggressively, it won't be sanctions, it will be coalition of the willing. Where have we heard that phrase before? So the neocons go, oh, look, the liberals are for it. Well, of course they are. Kerry's for the war. It's a joke. We'll be back and get into Mount St. Helens and her rumblings and much more. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Continuing with the news. Dolly scientist human clone bid. BBC, the scientist who cloned Dolly the sheep, have formally applied for a license to clone human embryos to find a cure for motor neuron disease. Now, the reason this is serious is because these are real scientists. It's not the Raelian kooks or somebody else. If granted, Professor Ian Wilmot's team at Edinburgh's Roslin Institute would clone cells from MND patients to see how the illness develops in an embryo. So torturing babies now. The licensing body, the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority, granted a similar license in August. So they're going to grow these clones up to a larger size. Now, just a few months ago, Pennsylvania and now other states, California, have passed laws, and we've read the laws here on air, where they can keep clones alive up until birth and then after. Literally keeping them alive for body parts and tests of fully formed babies. Now, you can debate, do they have souls? Are they human? I tend to argue yes. And it's just racing ahead. I remember 7 years ago on the radio reading a BBC article where it said, human embryos cloned, humans cloned. And it said, secretly, 4 years ago, so I guess that's 11 years ago now, because that was 7 years ago, and they said secretly 4 years ago, so that'd be 11 years total, the British government in a program successfully cloned human embryos. Well, that's a human. So they admit that cloning was going on 11 years ago. It's just like the national ID card. In the mid-1990s, most states had already adopted it. Texas had it in 1993, a federally issued, monitored, controlled state driver's license or ID that is federal and is biometric. And then now they're announcing, ooh, guess what? The states already have these, and now we're going to make it the law. They do it, have it in place, and then announce it. It's, you know, 5-6 years after black boxes are in your cars to track and trace you. They announce, oh, guess what? There's black boxes in your cars. And, ooh, they even have plug-ins for a $25 satellite tracking system. We're going to start taxing you with it. The licensing body, the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority, granted a similar license in August. The application has provoked criticism from pro-life campaigners. Therapeutic cloning for research has been legal in the UK since 2001. All these conservatives, supposed conservatives, hail Bush as this wonderful person, you know, far right of Ronald Reagan, why he's against stem cell research and human cloning. And then Bush's wife got up there and shook her finger and said, no, we're not. We're funding $5 billion for cloning research and stem cell. It's just you can't make money from it. Well, what does that mean? I mean, the government gives some private company a $300 million grant to do a 5-year, 4-year cloning study, and they make a huge profit off of it, and that's, quote, not-for-profit? Just a lot of doublespeak going on. All right, we're going to your calls here in a few minutes. This is out of ABC News. One or two quakes a minute in Washington State. They're having one or two earthquakes a minute at Mount St. Helens. Scientists working to determine significance. We first reported on this yesterday, and it's now continuing to vibrate even more violently. Small earthquakes rattled Mount St. Helens at the rate of one or two a minute yesterday, and it's continuing today. The seismologists were working to determine the significance of some of the most intense seismic activity since Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980 and had a smaller eruption in 1986. Carbon dioxide and sulfur gas samples collected above the volcano, which erupted to a devastating effect in 1980, will help scientists figure out what is going on beneath the 925-foot high dome and hardened lava within the mountain's gaping crater. They want to know whether the quakes are the result of water seeping into the mountain or magma moving under the crater. In either case, scientists will continue to watch it from the Cascade Volcano Observatory operated by the U.S. Geological Survey in Vancouver, Washington, about 50 miles away. They have evacuated the mountain and surrounding areas. But if it's magma, we'll be a lot more nervous, said the observatory's chief scientist, Jeff Wynn. A helicopter was to carry scientists and instruments over the crater Monday afternoon to assess the gases and ground deformation that would indicate pressure building below the dome. Measurements of the ground movement will tell us whether there are any magma coming to the system, said Seth Morin, a seismologist at the observatory. That data will not be immediately available. Yeah, I don't want people to know about that, do you? Swarms of small earthquakes began Thursday, an increase in frequency and magnitude until Sunday, when there was more than 10 events with a magnitude of 2 to 2.8. The quakes are at depths of less than 1 mile below the lava dome. On Monday, the quakes accelerated to up to 2 a minute. And they go on to say, this has not been seen since 1980. It's more severe than the stuff in 1986 when it had a small eruption. Very, very serious. It killed 52 people in 1980 and injured a lot of people and caused a lot of damage. I've been to Mount St. Helens. It's rebounded amazingly well. A lot of trees have grown back. It's beautiful. But this is part of living on planet Earth. I mean, you got the hurricanes in Florida, you got the tornadoes in the Midwest and into Texas, and you got the fires all out west and mudslides and earthquakes. I mean, this is just what happens, and this is what our National Guard and Homeland Security should be worried about. Causes more loss of life in the aggregate of the decades, and then even the 3,000 dead on 9/11. You count all the fires and mudslides and earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes, man, it's in the thousands of people. But there's not a lot they can do, really. I guess you can just get prepared for it. What really does concern me, and I've looked at the real scientific data, not just the fear-mongering, is what's happening in the Rocky Mountains, what's happening with the volcanic activity there. They have land sinking at rapid rates, rising at rapid rates, a lot of volcanic activity that dwarfs what's going on in Washington State and into Oregon and Canada. Really serious stuff going on in Colorado and Wyoming and Montana and other areas. So callers are welcome to call in about that, but just a lot of activity in Colorado and other areas that we need to keep an eye on. And see, the scientists say all this happens over hundreds of millions of years, but that isn't what we see in the real world. There's volcanoes blowing up every month in the Pacific, killing people. Tens of thousands of people were killed in Pompeii when it blew up. I mean, this stuff's happening in Krakatoa in the last century. This stuff goes on. This stuff happens. And scientists have looked at the numbers of eruptions and what's happening, and it does seem to be increasing. We're in an increasing cycle right now. And it doesn't match the historical map that a lot of scientists give us, claiming this stuff happens over millions of years. Neither does what the Shoemakers documented with the comet that hit Jupiter and caused so many problems there and blew holes in Jupiter the size of the Earth. Five big holes when the comet broke up. Now evidence shows we get hit by these things every couple thousand years. Not comets that size. That would kill almost all life on Earth, but large debris that, you know, destroys all the life in areas the size of Texas. Very, very interesting. And I mean, what do you say to this? Let's go ahead and go to some callers. Let's go ahead and talk to, I have my call list here. Let me find out who's up next here. Fred in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about Patriot 2, but before I get to that, I want to mention that the system that the California caller was talking about, where you what was she saying, that you match up an employee number with a voice print?
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize that that the voice print technology is tied into something called a roving wiretap.
Yeah, Echelon, the program under the NSA, now known as the Matrix system at the state level, randomly is listening to everything, sampling everything.
Right. But the thing is that it the switching of surveillance of various lines, various phones that you may be using throughout the day.
It's built into the phone company.
Right, it's built in. It's not, has nothing to do with someone in a car staking out a payphone and say, oh, switch it to this, Joe.
In 19, exactly. What, do you work for a phone company?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that.
Most people, that's fine. Most people don't know this, but in 1996, they paid, what was it? $9 billion, it wasn't going to be $6 billion, but it ended up being $9 billion, to pay off the phone companies to put these snooping hubs into all the digital systems. So no matter what you use, it's all wired through those.
It is. And on Patriot 2, you have, I just wanted to mention, you have a great article in issue number 4 of Global Outlook. You have, you mentioned this here, section 122, restates the government's newly announced power of, quote, surveillance without a court order. Now, if you couple that with the ability to define surveillance and the ability to avoid the courts, even avoid the Justice Department with using Patriot 2, where you don't even use the expertise of a detective at the Justice Department, then you have the next step. In the next stage in surveillance, it's something that you don't
stay there. We'll talk about AI surveillance when we get back with you, Fred. And then everybody else that's patiently holding, we'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
All right, let's try to get to these calls quick. Fred in Pennsylvania, go ahead and finish up.
Okay. I went to a Patriot Act forum on security and civil liberties in March of 04. I also went to one in 03. What we have is, what you have there, the guests were Jan Ting, part of the Justice Department.
Yeah, they send U.S. attorneys or deputy U.S. attorneys to tell you how great it is.
A complete bust, because what you have advertised is democracy in action, and when you get there, you can't even get your questions answered. They'll screen the questions and they'll rephrase them. But I was able on the first one the first meeting, I was able to confront, I was in the second row, and I was able to confront this character, Dan Ting, and I told him that I thought that his arguments were just loaded, stacked up to the ceiling with fallacies. And I think people have to recognize fallacies when they see it in person and in the media from the government, and we have to strip these fallacies one by one away from the speaker, and that's how we get to the truth.
Well, they'll say that it doesn't affect citizens and isn't being used in non-terror related cases when there's hundreds of examples and it's in their own legislation. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And for those that just joined us, they've introduced Patriot Act 2, and it's got a national ID card in it. Two separate bills in the last 5 days. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Delaware. David, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. How are you, sir?
Good, my friend.
I've sent you quite a bit of materials in the past, and I hope you got a hold of it.
I appreciate all the material, all the news articles and stuff I get sent.
Thank you. I have two different issues here I'd like to speak about. One of them is dealing with the banks. Last year, year before last, the bank mentioned they were going to start with the images of the checks and keep your check, just send you the image.
Yes.
I went in and raised a bunch of cane with them, and finally they went ahead and stopped it. And then the wife today got a phone call today from the bank stating that October the 28th, there is a federal law that all banks will have to go through with that.
And that's right. The federal government doesn't want you to get copies of your checks. And the next phase is making you use them as a digital system.
Yes.
And
now,
employers are trying to force their employees to take automatic transfer.
Now, the thing of it is, those checks belong to you and I and everybody else. It's not the property of the federal government.
I know. You pay for those checks, but they're going
right.
to keep them.
That's right. They're going to keep them. So, do you have a copy of the law?
I don't have it in front of me. I read about it about a month ago.
Anyway,
and I have friends and others that already don't get their checks back. They get a little printout with little miniature checks on it.
That's right. I called the bank and asked for the copy of that law, see if they'll send it to me, or I'll pick it up is what I mentioned to them. Anyway, another thing is dealing with the weather pattern, HARP in Alaska. I've got a list here. If you don't mind, I'll read through it just a little bit. It's a high-frequency, active Anarundel research project, and it's been dealing with the weather, controlling the weather pattern for many a year. One of them is a high-energy source that can affect cable and so forth. That's your cable TV and your other different means, your phone, weapons, jet stream, person's brain waves, change in person's mood. HARP can change people large amounts to make angry. HARP can cause fire to come down from the sky. The devil.
Now, sir, who's saying this? Because
I got it through Christian media, James Lloyd,
mm-hmm.
and I've got the paperwork on it, on the both issues dealing with chemtrails and HARP, dealing together.
Well, let me just say something about this.
Yes, sir.
HARP admittedly can manipulate the jet streams.
Yes.
They admit they can modify and they can take an existing storm and dissipate it or make it stronger.
That's right.
It's hard for them to create things out of nothing. They can take existing patterns and manipulate them.
Okay.
As for fire from the sky or mass global mind control, the evidence I've seen is that that's not the case.
Well, that might
now,
be.
Now, DARPA says in the Boston Globe and other publications that, yes, they can put up towers in your cities
yes.
with different waves that literally can control your mind.
Well, that would be what the pickup tower points, right?
I don't know what a pickup tower is.
Pickup point is the one that's got the three sides at the top, and it's got like...
Yeah, I just know the government admits they patented it and they have it, and you know it can't make you, say, go strangle your dog, but it can make you unhappy or sick or angry
yes.
or feel giddy.
Yes.
This was patented and tested.
Yes.
And it can do general things to you.
The understanding I got about the pickup points was also it's owned and controlled by a foreign government.
The British bought HARP. Listen, I got to go. I got more calls coming up, but thank you for your call. Very interesting, David. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe it can make fire come down from the sky. I just haven't seen documentation of that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
I can't back down, my friends. It's our responsibility, our duty, but it's not just because it's my duty. I'm compelled to stand up against the tyrants, the bullies, the control freaks, those that serve the New World Order, and if you don't have that instinctive drive, something's wrong. We're going to go to Squero and Mike and Kyle and Ruth. That'll be it for calls after I talk to a few mini guests here real fast. Got an update on our court case against Access TV trying to censor free speech. Coming up for 3 or 4 minutes with Stefan Ray, who's helping me on this case. We'll be in court tomorrow. I hope you'll come. I won't be here tomorrow because of that. I have to go. The court date's when the court date is. And at the same time, we're going to get an update from Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts, and we'll get to your calls. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you for having me. It's always good to be on your show.
You bet. People are still without power, 1.2 million without power in Florida. The fourth hurricane hit them. Now they're saying another might brew up and come. Folks didn't have water filters. They're having to boil their water. It just makes sense. But forget the disasters. It's a disaster every day, the stuff that's in the water.
It is. The water, you know, that you're getting from your municipal water has so many different chemicals in it. It's always good to filter your water. And as far as the people in the flooded areas and the hurricane areas, you know, in between the hurricanes, last week I had calls from people who did have their Berkey water filters, and they called to thank us because they were so glad that they had them. So I want, you know, all the listeners to be rest assured that by getting a Berkey water filter, whether it's in a time of disaster or if it's everyday normal life, you know, we can protect our family's health by giving them good, clean, you know, drinking water every day.
And Debbie, New Millennium Concepts, in business for a long, long time, does a horrible thing. Your black Berkey elements and the Berkey light are made right here in America.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God, we don't outsource. I called a company yesterday to do something with my computer, and it was an American who answered, and he was right here in America, and I was so excited. So, yes, we do. Unfortunately, you know, for those of you who, you know, don't feel like I do, we do try our best to have our products made right here in America. We want to support the American citizens by giving them jobs. Isn't
Absolutely.
That terrible, Alex?
And, you know, Jim Shepherd, of course, the biggest distributor of the British Berkey, and you guys still have those as well. But this new black Berkey element has been tested by major universities, a new level of purification, not just filtration, to non-detectable levels. They cannot find anything in it. This is a new standard, $199. You get the basic unit with the two filters in it. Beautiful. Takes a few minutes to put together. No moving parts. Gravity-fed filter. Purification unit, $259. You get it with the built-in LED lights, a little communication survival buoy with rechargeable batteries, plug cell phones, radios, whatever into it. You can get a little side solar system that goes with this if you want that to recharge the batteries. You get two free gifts with that, the sheltering-in-place video made by a federal government expert for chemical, biological, radiological. You also have the Prudent Places CD with over 500 full-color maps and demographics and where the volcanoes are at and the fault lines and everything. A great piece of info. I have it. Great thing to have in your library of preparedness. Give Debbie a call. We also have the sports bottle special. These things that, you know, they're a water filter, not a purifier, but they'll make creek water, pond water safe to drink. Now they do 600 plus refills of tap water, 130 some refills of pond water. Those are only $20 a piece, folks. Now you won't find those in stores. When you get five of them, only $99, two or three of these is $100 at the camping supply store. Debbie, are you still doing the special where you'll just sell somebody one for $20?
Actually, that was my birthday special. For right now.
Okay, so folks get five of them.
That's right.
It's $99. Here's the toll-free number, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. And in the comment section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and which free gifts you want. But bottom line, folks, stop drinking tap water. Once you've been drinking this for a few weeks, you won't believe you ever drank that stuff. 888-803-4438, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you've got well water, a lot of that stuff from the factories and the planes and the cars rains back down, gets into your water, or if there's livestock nearby, it gets into your water. You need to filter that that well water as well. Give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438. Debbie, always good to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex.
You're awesome.
Good luck tomorrow.
God bless.
Bless you, too.
Folks, and when you call, the phone's busy, or if it's a voice message, leave her name and number. She'll call you right back, 888-803-4438. All right, your calls and a bunch of other news are coming up here in a moment. An important First Amendment update. Do we have Stephon Ray back? Okay. I told him to call back in a few minutes because we had Debbie on. He should be calling in just a moment. Because he's got, I didn't bring it today, what courthouse it is, what room it is. 2 o'clock tomorrow, we're taking them to court, folks, just to get depositions on them. And this story of how they're trying to shut down Access TV just gets worse and worse. The more we learn, it's unbelievable. We hope to see everybody there tomorrow. Let's go ahead and go to the calls then. Let's go ahead and talk to Sequero in California. Welcome.
My name is Sequero.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right, man.
Sequero cactus, sir. Welcome.
I was watching Fox News yesterday, and you know that lady who was talking about the draft earlier?
Yes.
They were saying that there is no draft, and, you know, Fox News interviewed George Bush, and, oh, that's horse poo-poo or something like that. But you know how Fox News people are like.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and I was like, no, there is a draft being passed. There is.
Okay, let me just stop you since you brought this up.
Yes.
There have been 12 separate bills introduced in the last 2.5 years. The big one that looks like it's going to pass whenever they want it to is the National Service Act, and it is openly there, introduced, and they're openly saying they want to pass it. It's just like Patriot Act 2 didn't exist for 6 months after it was introduced, and now it's everywhere in the news, Patriot Act 2 and the new 9/11 bill with the national ID card and everything else, and this is what they do. They just lie, knowing half the people will not verify it. And it's so incredible. I know they're still saying it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory when they're openly saying they want to pass it. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're professional liars, man. They lie so well. They lied to your face. A&E, they said that, you know, they didn't build, blow up building number 7. And Larry Silverstein admits it right in that TVS documentary that you have on.
Wait a minute, A&E has a documentary saying they didn't blow it up?
Yes, I have part of it recorded on my DVR. They said that
okay,
FEMA...
Okay, I'm begging you, do you have a VCR? Can you mail that to me?
Sure. I have the part where FEMA just says, oh, we never blew it up, and they have a bunch of engineers saying that, oh,
you know,
we
I've
don't
heard
know how this.
This
happened.
I've heard that they've got TV shows on now countering, and they will not sell the Silverstein video now. We got a copy of it from PBS. Just type WTC7 pull into a search engine. My website will pop up. They said they blew it up. The firefighters say they blew it up. The seismographs show that. We have the video of the bombs going off. I mean, you're telling me that A&E has a documentary where they go, we didn't blow it up.
Yeah, FEMA's on there. And they said, we didn't blow it up. They said, oh, we don't know how this building collapsed just on fires. Like, we don't know why. We need to build buildings that... You know, Don't collapse on fire. I was like, it's a steel structure.
It never collapsed before, and 3 did it that day. Building 7 not hit. Promise me you'll pop a tape in, record that, and mail it to me.
Sure, I will. And I got this, my friend's a security guard.
Yes.
And, you know, you're talking about the police state and how, you know, the government controls it, and, you know, there's this big conspiracy. Well, like, my friend, it works for a security company, and they got his uniform has, like, the all-seeing eye with the pyramid on it. And then they got, like, this other security company in the same town, which has the same thing, an eye. Just an eye, though. It's, like, heck of bad. I was like,
Big Brother's watching and taking good care of you.
No, they're not. They beat the mall security. They beat up my friends, and they drag them and stuff. They didn't even do nothing. They have money in their pocket. They're just trying to go, you know, play games at the arcade and have a cigarette. And they're just like, oh, you're loitering. And they just... take them and beat them up. I heard a whole bunch of stories from my friends.
How old are you?
20.
Well, I appreciate you being involved in the fight against the New World Order, and please call back and please mail me that tape, okay?
No problem, man.
Thanks a million. Take care. I mean, I didn't see Bush on O'Reilly last night, but I read the transcript this morning, and I guess they excised the part about what she said Bush said. I didn't see that. Didn't read that, but he did say there isn't a draft. Well, yeah, there's not a draft yet. You know, it's like they're putting your head in the guillotine, and they say, we have not cut your head off yet. We're about to. You know, it's we've introduced all the bills and say we want to pass it, but it doesn't exist. Patriot Act 2 doesn't exist, and then now, oh, we've introduced it again, and we want to pass it. I mean, it's this type of, you know, we never said there were weapons of mass destruction. Well, here's 10 video clips of you saying it. Well, those are urban legends. We all heard them say that. All right, let's go to Stefan Ray, the producer of Democracy Now!, pretty hard-hitting program here in Austin. He's been my compatriot and on the front lines doing more than I've even done in researching and finding out how deep the rat hole goes. We're going to be in court tomorrow with these guys, even though they're acting like they want a plea bargain with us civilly. And we want to see everybody there tomorrow, short notice. Please be there. Here's the courtroom, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Stefan, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Good. Just in a nutshell for those who just joined us, birthplace of Access TV, Austin, Texas. Give them a 2-minute summation of what's happened and what it's come to tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Okay, well, real briefly, as many of you already know, the board of ACTV here in Austin came up with a plan to rebrand the channels and to basically push free speech from 3 channels down to 1. As a consequence, some of the producers started to organize about this politically, but also legally, and we're bringing a court action tomorrow here in Travis County, in capital of Texas here in Austin. And for those Central Texas listeners, that court appearance is going to be at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon in the Travis County Courthouse at 11th and Guadalupe, and it's going to be on the third floor of the courthouse. So if anyone can, please join us. You can come down a little early if you like.
What courtroom?
Well, we don't know the exact number of the room yet. We just know we're supposed to meet on the third floor, which I think they won't have the rooms assigned until like noon or something like that. But you should see us there. I mean, it's not the third floor is not a big place. And,
so that's the big old limestone building?
Yes, exactly.
So it's the big, because there's two courthouses there, and you get confused that for folks. The one catty corner to it is the modern building, and it's the office building for the courthouse.
Right.
And where the county court, county commissioners are.
Yeah,
across the street, the big
the courthouse.
Limestone courthouse.
Right there on Guadalupe between 10th and 11th Street.
Yeah, the big gray building. That's going to be 2 p.m., either about 1:30, 1:45, 2 p.m., Travis County Courthouse,
right.
third floor.
Exactly. And we'll probably, I don't think it's going to last much longer than an hour, so make sure you get there early enough to look for a parking spot, because parking can be difficult around there at that time of the day. And the rules about video cameras, for those who are interested in, you can videotape outside the courtroom, you can videotape in the hallways. If you want to videotape in the courtroom, you have to get special permission from the judge. If anybody wants to call me at 441-9454, 441-9454, that's area code 512, I can explain how that would work.
Have you gotten permission from the judge?
No, because we're going to be in the court, but there's a form you have to fill out, and it's on the website of the Travis County Court and all that. You have to get permission, and we should. I mean, we should get someone who's not been doing anything and wants to pitch in right now should take on upon themselves to independently go get the forms filled out and see if they can get in there and videotape us in the courtroom.
So they'd want to go today and do that?
Somebody ought to make sure they figure it out today and have the forms ready and filled out and submit those, because they have to submit those with the room number. So you have to be like down at the courthouse watching what's going on, paying attention, being there around noon when they assign the courtroom, and then submitting those forms to the right person. And there's two different kinds. You can submit a form that has the consent of the parties involved or without consent. The advice is to submit them both. We may or may not get the permission to do it, but that is the only way that we can actually get a camera in the courtroom, is for someone to take it upon themselves to fill out those forms.
Okay, if folks want to call that. You so you can advise them on this, it's
512-441-9454.
All right. That's
512-441-9454.
All right, and just...
Hey, the phone's ringing right now.
All right, so, yeah. Folks, call him in just a second.
It's the city. The city's calling me. They're probably going to tell me something new.
All right, Stephen, take care, buddy.
All right, bye.
See ya. Okay, so 2 p.m., Travis County Courthouse, third floor. Be there about 1:45. I have spent hundreds of hours, over 150 hours now on this. It's you can't imagine what we found, what's going on, who's involved in this. You probably can't imagine, can't you? All right, let's go to more calls here. Thanks for holding. Michael in Hawaii, good to talk to you, sir. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to let you know I just saw yesterday the video Greatest Lie Ever Told, and wow, man, that was very, very powerful. Thanks for putting that on your...
Well, I want to thank Anthony Hilder for letting us post on the members section of PrisonPlanet.tv that new 9/11 film he's made.
Yes, excellent. And he did. I thought a great guest for you to have is someone that was mentioned on that tape, Viet Dinh.
Yes.
He's the author of the Patriot Act. I thought that would be very interesting to get him on your show.
I actually went down and confronted Viet Dinh. They had a four-part symposium called The New World Order about Homeland Security in Austin, and he was at one of the meetings.
Oh, wow. Who was he like?
Very obnoxious. It's Viet Dinh.
Okay. It's amazing that this guy was 6 years in the communist prison camps there in Vietnam, and here he comes over here, and he's the one writing the Patriot Act. Very disturbing.
Well, he's got the inside view, yes.
That's right. Thanks much, Alex.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Kyle in California. Kyle, go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. I'm listening to you on the internet. I'm calling from California, about 9 miles from Bohemian Grove. I'm really stoked to hear you guys have an association with Democracy Now. It's one of the programs I listen to often around here, along with Coast to Coast Radio. And I'm
Democracy Now is pretty liberal. I don't agree with some of it, but their overall information and what they report is very powerful.
Exactly. Well, the listener-sponsored radio without a corporate daddy is really something I'm excited about, and much like your availability on the Internet. And I believe that's the future that we need.
But that's not going to happen under Internet, too. They're just not going to upgrade the switchers and force it to die. They say it's going to die very soon.
It's looking grim for us, but
Stay there. We'll come back to you, Kyle, then we'll let Ruth finish up as our tail gunner. Had a few final news articles, and I'll quickly give out the toll-free number if you want to get any of my documentary films and really take action waking people up. We'll be right back. Stay the course. Stay with us into the final segment. And I love that plug for Michael in Hawaii for PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Briefly, I've made 11 films. My 11th film is now out, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. It's an excellent video about the police state, 9/11, Bush and Kerry being puppets on the same string, controlled by the same marionette system. My other videos are all over 2 hours long. It's 1995 because it's 90 minutes long. The others are $25.95 because they're all over 2 hours long. $20 a piece if you order three or more of any of the original 10 titles. Carry a bunch of other great books and videos. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or you can simply call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or order via PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock in downtown Austin at the courthouse at about 1:45. We're going to court at 2 o'clock, third floor, folks. Won't learn the courtroom until noon tomorrow, as you heard. Let's go back to Kyle in California. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
I wanted to give you a little plug. I've bought you your video, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. I've made about 8 copies and sent them off. I'm still trying to be diligent with that.
Awesome.
Problem is, I've started watching that movie with a few people, and it just, I don't know, I don't want to be extreme, but it seems that the brainwashing is to such a level that I can't even get 15 minutes into it without being labeled paranoid and many other different names. And
I'm not having
the success that your other callers were having with the NASCAR dads, in other words.
Some people don't have success. Some have some success. Some have total success. I've had about 90% success.
Yeah.
It may be the peer group you're talking to. They may be afraid deep down and know it's true and want to deny it.
I don't know.
When the doctor says you've got brain cancer, you don't want to believe it.
Yeah, I'm 27. I've got friends. I'm from Washington State. I've got friends all over the country, and I feel like I'm definitely in the minority. But
okay, do this. Type in. Ashcroft says there's no Patriot Act 2. AP, Reuters, Fox News will pop up from a year ago. Have that, and then show them the news articles today where they admit it's been introduced for over a year, and go now. Now, are they lying to us? Am I paranoid?
I'm talking. I hear you. I'm frustrated with. I'm frustrated with the skull and bones. This lack of their.
What do they say? That doesn't exist too. Or?
The credibility of their own. No, it's just that no one ever wants to investigate. But I had a couple questions just so I can clear up. Just so I can.
Yeah,
have a clear
real position. Fast. We're almost out of time.
Sorry, I don't want to use all your time.
That's okay. Go ahead.
What the heck was in Building 7 in the World Trade Center, and why is it not even mentioned in the 9/11 report?
Because it's a giant whitewash commission appointed by Bush, and it clearly had bombs in it. Next question.
I see. Okay. And what are the top 3 secret societies or government agencies that we can hold to account, in your opinion? And I would assume CIA would be one of them.
Well, government agencies, CIA, NSA, FBI, I mean, they're not totally secret. And then for secret societies... the Illuminati, and then they have all their own organizations, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Club of Rome.
All the familiar characters.
That's it. Thanks for the call. Great
Thank
call.
You.
Thank you. Ruth in North Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ruth.
Yes, you mentioned Mount St. Helens.
Yes.
I've just seen on the television in the last couple of hours there's an earthquake. It's in Parkfield, California, 5.9.
Yeah, we got a call about that, yes.
I wanted to tell you, too, a few weeks ago, I meant to call you earlier, you were talking about John DeCamp and about the case he had against the TV station.
Yes.
And it was not in Virginia. It was in Wilmington, North Carolina, 50 miles from where I live. Needless to say, I hardly turned my TV to that station. Because that Robert Wadman, they hired him as a police chief from Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm out of time, unfortunately. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless. Hello.